Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Hannah Lisa. Welcome to 93XRT. Brandi Carlile.
Hey. Thanks for chatting with me.
Well, thank you for taking some time. I have a feeling it's been a long day of chatting for you. So do you want to just take 10 minutes and meditate together?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's just sit here in silence, awkwardly, just loving one another.
Yep. So congratulations on the birth of your latest album, which is, wonderful. And it spans all kinds of different emotions and puts it all out there like you've been doing for 20 years, for crying out loud.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. And, you know, over 20 years, I've been with you, at least, you know, through being on the radio that whole time. So watching your trajectory is a trip in these last, you know, 3-4 years. Absolutely amazing before even getting into this album. So I wonder how that was for you. And I know you can't really put that into a nutshell because, geez, you went from, I don't know, you produced Lucius, didn't you? And then you've got Joni Mitchell, Elton John, who I wanted to marry when I was a little girl. So out of those experiences, how did that affect you in going in back in to returning to yourself?
Well, it has been a long 20 years. And I mean, I've always wondered how it looks like to you guys too, you know, like the perspective of seeing an artist like age in that way. Mm-hmm. And every time something big happens for me, I think about it too, because it must be nice to see big things happen for people, especially women late in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, later. There you go.
You know, like by our industry standards, like it's a big deal,
you're right.
It's not unlike Bonnie when Bonnie had those kind of latter day moments or whatever.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that would be probably the ages that we are now, more or less. Wow.
Yeah.
That's funny to think about.
I think it's just, yeah, I think you just reflect on a lot of things at mm-hmm. this point. And the album is certainly doing this. But I reached a point where, you know, when the joke did what it did, and in terms of like at the Grammys and all the fun stuff that happened around it. Mm-hmm. I just jumped at it. I was like, that's it. That's the shot. I've got it. This is my shot. I'm going. And I just called all my heroes and I got involved in everything. I said yes to every time the phone rang. I just went into the chaos. I was like ready to drink from a fire hose.
Yeah.
Proper gay kid scarcity stuff, you know, of like, I don't know how long this is going to last, but I'm not saying no to nothing.
Right.
And the next thing I know, I was looking back on 5 or 6 years going, okay, I don't know which way is up now, what is north, what is south, and needed to go in. And I've always been really adverse to the concept of the inward journey, mm-hmm. almost too adverse, like the lady doth protest too much, you know?
Right.
And so this record was me giving into that in a way.
Yeah. You said you're not your favorite person to spend time with, which is funny.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, are you?
No. Like I've done, you know, I was joking about meditation, but when you do that, that is the thing that's most uncomfortable is when you get, you know, close to the deep parts. But what's different about that is I keep that stuff in or deal with it however I deal with it and go along with my day. But you put it into song. So power to you. Is that difficult?
Lucky me.
Yeah. Is it painful to put it out there and then see what people, does it matter to you how people react to those, you know, deepest, truest emotions?
No, and it's not painful. It's lovely. It's
good.
Like, it's so nice to not be alone. And as soon as you say something you think is really twisted and weird and singular, and as soon as you start thinking you're unique and you say that out loud, you realize you're just a total cliche. That's the best feeling ever, man. I don't need to be an individual.
It's like group therapy.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what was the Mexico Girls Just Wanna thing all about?
Oh, it's so rad. It's so rad. You have to come next year. It's like seventh year of my festival in Mexico, Girls Just Wanna Weekend. I was started out to emphasize the just profound lack of women in headlining positions and on stages that weren't constantly put in support roles. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to prove that, like, hey, if 6,000 people will leave the country and spend not just the concert ticket, but a plane ticket and a hotel room and thousands of dollars to come and see women headline here in Mexico, what do you think they'd do at home for $80?
Yeah.
I just kept doing it because it's just, it's evolved into so many different things and so many different forms of empowerment. And the harder things are at home, the harder things are in this country and in life, the better it feels
to go
there and have these like little relief valves of joy, you know, because it's like my friend Glennon Doyle said to me recently, she's like, until we make the resistance irresistible, no one's going to join it.
Hey, I like that. That doesn't have to fit on a bumper sticker either.
No.
You know what I mean? That is, that was one of the things I was going to say is how do you hold on hope? But I would think doing what you're doing, similarly in radio, we're a community of music lovers and it does make a difference. It's how we, you know, look out for one another and kind of inspire each other. And you inspire a whole lot of people. So thank you for that.
And they inspire me too.
Yeah.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Absolutely. Hey, I thought we have a little window of time, and I thought maybe part of that could be about your Looking Out Foundation, because I have great respect for the work you do for so many
different
causes.
That's really nice of you. All day long, not one person has asked me about
that. Oh, my God. I try to mention that as often as I can. Coming from you, my pleasure. Thank you. So if you wanted to explain about the Looking Out Foundation for the uninitiated or people who don't know yet, I'd be great. I'd appreciate it.
I was just thinking about that because I named the Looking Out Foundation in 2007 that because I really am a proponent of looking out outside of yourself. Get perspective, gain perspective, find out where you can help, where you can plug the holes. Don't look inward. And then I made an album called Returning to Myself about looking inward. And so I have come face to face with the 2007 Brandy recently, and Looking Out Foundation is something I've had to double down on my commitment to, because I have come out of my inward journey and come back to actually believing, that it is actually more important to look out. And so throughout the years, we have run campaigns. We've taught women in at-risk communities self-defense. We've been LGBTQIA plus empowering. Mm-hmm. We have dealt with food scarcity, education, climate change. But right around the time I started having kids, I could not square the concept of children harmed by war and conflict. I couldn't square the concept of the plight of displaced people with the comfort of my life. Mm-hmm. It just didn't compute why my baby could be born into safety and somebody else's baby had to be carried on their back across the desert. Mm-hmm. And so the Looking Out Foundation has focused profoundly for about the last decade or more on the plight of displaced people. That's asylum seekers, refugees, migrants, and economic migrants, who are all the same thing.
Right.
And the way that we treat those people says everything about what we are as a collective humanity. And it's the great test of humanity, I think, in the 1,000 years, is that.
Absolutely.
So that's what the Looking Out Foundation is most focused on right now.
Well, I'm glad that I mean, to be able to do that with your voice and everything you've got behind you is so important, especially right now. I can't even go into that at all. We had our times here in Chicago with issues with that, for
certainly
sure.
Certainly did. And I was praying for you the whole time and still am.
I got to say, now, this might sound really corny, but you're going to do America the Beautiful at the Super Bowl. And,
yes, ma'am.
You know, and you're talking about issues like that. I believe that there is more beauty here than we tend to see, and that maybe some of those people are just louder than the majority of us who find a whole lot of beauty in the people who come here and the people that we meet and people from different cultures. What is it that you find most beautiful, still beautiful, and what would you want to amplify that's beautiful in America?
Well, and deciding to believe what you believe and deciding to believe what you just said is, in fact, a very potent act of resistance.
Mm-hmm.
So we believe the same thing. And the song America the Beautiful, the verse I'm going to get to sing, I can get behind every word of that, because that is outlining what the American dream really is, what the concept, what the experiment, what the idea of America was for all people, mm-hmm. and the belief that it can be that again. And maybe closer to being that again than it's ever been, because we're so close to the brink of insanity.
Right.
That singing that song feels like a really important act of resistance, especially at the Super Bowl, especially right now.
Yeah.
And if you want to get further into that song and what it's about, and you could look into Catherine Lee Bates, who wrote that song, and the rest of the verses that aren't going to be heard. Mm-hmm. At the Super Bowl, they even say more about what that song is. And also, it's been speculated for many years that she was a lesbian, which I think speaks to me
absolutely
on an important level.
Do you know a couple of those lines off the top of your head that weren't part of it, or that stand out to you?
Yeah, grab you some of them. Oh, beautiful for pilgrim feet whose stern and passion stress. A thoroughfare of freedom meet across the wilderness. America, America, God mend thy every flaw. Mm-hmm. God mend thy every flaw. Confirm thy soul in self-control. In self-control, thy liberty and law.
Wow. And on that note, I guess I'll say bye till we see you again, which is next month. You're doing a show for XRT. The Allstate Arena, Head in the Heart, are opening. It's Friday, February 20th. I know... you got to get going. It was such a pleasure to speak with you. I hope you come by and see us when you're here if you have time.
I will do. It's been a wonder to talk to you like it always is.
Oh, I appreciate it, Brandy. You take best of care.
Thank you very much. You too.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.